All right. Hello. Well, first things first, is this mine? Okay. All right. Well, this is last time I spoke, I think it was around a little over a year ago or around a year ago, not quite a year. But I wasn't married then, and I'm married now to Amanda, and we're expecting a baby, so a lot has changed since then. But I don't really have anywhere for you to turn in your Bibles just yet. We're kind of going to be hopping all over the New Testament and part of the Old Testament. I'm going to be talking about complacency, and that is a word that, not too long ago I might not have known how to spell. But anyway, complacency, being satisfied with how things are and not wanting to make them better. And looking at that from the Christian perspective, being complacent in our faith. Sometimes both young and old can get complacent. It's the phrase is the camp high. Have you guys heard that before? Maybe go to camp and you're pumped up to serve the Lord, and you go home, and then that just kind of dwindles away, and you go back into your old ways, and everything just kind of goes back to how it was before you went to camp, and you just kind of get complacent, get comfortable where you're at. That can happen at camp. That can happen at conferences. We just had Mr. Amos was doing the thing on the tabernacle, and you can be really built up, but if you're not going through some of the steps we're going to talk about later, then you can become comfortable and complacent where you're at in your faith. I would say not too long ago, but for me it was like half my life ago. I was in the eighth grade. Some of you weren't even born. Others of you were born. But I tried out for the basketball team in seventh grade, didn't make it. There was only 15 people that tried out. They took 12 of us, and I wasn't one of them. Some of you may have heard this story, but the next year, eighth grade, it's bigger, stronger, faster. Only 14 people tried out this year, and I did make the team. I would like to think that I practiced hard and worked really hard in the offseason and got better, and that's why I made the team. But more than likely, it was because one of the people who made it the previous year didn't try out again. So I more than likely just took his spot. But needless to say, I made the team. Wasn't very good, so I didn't play a whole lot. Spent a lot of time sitting on the bench. And what can happen when you're sitting on the bench and you're pretty much planning on not playing at all is you can kind of become complacent. You can get comfortable sitting there. Well, that happened to me, and I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention as to what was going on. To the point where I got put in the game and, was running around out there. The ball went up in the air, hit the backboard, came down, and I happened to be close by, so I grabbed it and took, a nice hard dribble and put it back up, and it went right in. And that was not bad for not really paying attention. However, I ran down to the other side of the court and was like, yeah, all right, this is pretty good. And I get down to the other end of the court and turn around to, play defense, and everyone else is still on the other side of the court, kind of looking around in confusion. And you probably can guess, yes, I did shoot the ball in the other team's basket in front of the better part of the whole school. So that's, you get complacent in these things and not paying attention to what's going on. You get comfortable to where you're at. And pretty soon, like me, you're playing for the other team. I mean, they did put 2 points up on the scoreboard for the other team. So I wasn't even playing for the right team at that point. Now think about that from the Christian standpoint. The Lord says, don't be lukewarm. Either be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, you're no good to Him. You're essentially playing for the other's team. What's that saying? The idle hands are the devil's work. What was it? Workshop. Okay. In Ohio, I can. Anyway. So idle hands are the devil's workshop. So we need to be busy and making sure that we're not being comfortable in our faith and we're not being complacent. As Christians, we have to work at it. If you want to flip to these places, you can. I'm just going to go through them. If you want the references after, I give them to you. But 1 Corinthians 15:58. Now remember, we have to work at this. It says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So here we see that knowing that your labor is not in vain. You know, always abounding in the work of the Lord. So it's not something that's going to be easy. We have to work at it. It's going to be full of labor. 1 Corinthians 3:9. And again, don't be mad at me if I keep going, but I only have so much time to get through these. 1 Corinthians 3:9. "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building." So here we see again, we're workers. We're working with other believers around us for the Lord. And then 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain." So here we see again, we are workers. We're laboring together. And if we don't keep working at it, we can come complacent. I like to do some woodworking on the side. And if you don't believe me, you can ask my buddy, Mr. Simmons over here, and he can back me up on this. You go to the sawmill and you buy a whole bunch of lumber because you're going to build a project, but maybe you're not going to build it for a few months. So you just want to get the lumber, have it in advance. You go home. The last thing you want to do is plane down the boards and get them all to the right size and everything, and then put them on a shelf and leave them sit for a few months. And again, he can back me up on this. If you leave them sit, the boards can begin to warp and change shape. Even after they're dried out, they can crack. So you don't want to do it. You want to wait until you're ready to work the wood to build the project. You want to wait till then to work the wood. You don't want to leave it sit and become complacent. When you're turning bowls, like on a lathe, you turn it down to about an inch from where you want it to be when you have the finished product. Then you put it on a shelf and leave it dry out. While it's sitting on the shelf being complacent, essentially, the bowl can actually change shape and it won't even be round anymore. It'll turn to oval. It can crack and change. That's what happens when things just sit. And that can happen with us as Christians if we just sit and come complacent. So how can we keep from coming complacent? What can we do? Now, I only picked three of these. There's a whole bunch of different ways, but I figured if I came up here and said that I had 17 or 18 points to get through in 15 minutes, that probably wouldn't be a wise decision. So what can we do? Number one, pray and stay in the Word. And not just stay in the Word, we need to dig deep. Now, as I said earlier, I'm from Ohio. I have my Ohio State tie on here. There's a phrase up there, and it may be down here. I just haven't heard it yet down here. The phrase, meat and potatoes. Is that down here too? Okay. I don't know. I just wanted to make sure. I had a backup. It was beans and greens, essentially. But we need to not just look for the shallow things and the things that are easy. We're going to look at, you can flip there now if you want, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, first three verses. I'll give you a second to turn there. All right, it says, starting in verse 1, "Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly?" So here we see that in verse 2 it says, "I gave you milk, not solid food." So to not become complacent, we can't just keep going back to the same things over and over. We can't just say, "Well, I read my Bible today. I read, you know, John 3:16 for the 14th time, you know, this month." Not that that's bad. We can take apart verses and parts of Scripture and really, you know, dig deep into them is the point. We can't just look for the milk and what's easy. That's what infants do. I'm going to find that out for sure here in a few months. Infants drink milk. But as adults, we need the meat and potatoes, you know, the beans and greens. We need more than just milk. Hebrews chapter 5. Just another place where we see that we need more than just milk. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. It says, "We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about the righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil." So here's another place where we see that milk is for infants. And as believers, if we want to grow, we need to dig deeper and not just look for the things on the surface, but dig deep into God's Word and to strengthen our relationship with Him. And again, like I said, there's multiple ways that, you know, we can keep from do, or multiple things we can do to keep from becoming complacent. Some of them are listed in here. He talks about we ought to be teachers. I mean, that's one way. If you're going to teach somebody else, you ought to at least know more than the person you're teaching, or else they should be teaching you. So, like I said, there's other ones. The second one is be among believers. Proverbs 27:17. I'm sure there's some of you that can probably quote this from memory. "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." So we need to be with other believers. I mean, we're here right now. A lot of us come here on Sunday mornings. We hang out other times. I help out with the youth group, and we do a lot of fun things. But sitting over here, I hear a lot of announcements for the seniors crew. And you guys do a lot of fun things. You're hanging out together, being among other believers, building each other up. You know, it's to me, one of the biggest challenges, or something that's challenging to me, is when I'm talking to another believer and they're telling me what they're learning in their faith. It makes me think, you know, well, what am I learning? What can I share? Being prepared in season and out of season. And that starts with staying in the Word, digging deep, and praying, and being among other believers. And the third one I put down, a lot of churches in America probably wouldn't really recognize this as a big thing to keep from becoming complacent. But I didn't grow up in the assemblies. I've only really been going to an assembly for the last, well, here for over a year now, and so maybe 2 years. But one thing I really love about the assemblies is every Sunday, we start with the Lord's Supper, and we gather in here around the table with the bread and the wine. We spend time remembering the Lord and what He did. I don't specifically have a verse down here because not that it didn't need it, but it just seemed like common sense. You know, how can you possibly go and sit at the Lord's Supper paying attention? Now, you can go sit in here and learn nothing if you're not paying attention and being involved in worshiping the Lord. But how could you sit in this room on a Sunday morning and not be challenged and moved by what the Lord has done for you? I know for me, I need that. You know, every Sunday to come in here, no matter what happened in the week, but you sit in here and hear brothers standing up and, you know, we sing songs and hear about what the Lord has done for us, people who don't deserve it. That's really tough to be complacent when you think about that. And that's why I think it's such an important thing to do on a weekly basis, like we do here. I would say it's similar to the camp and conference thing that we were talking about earlier, but you get that every week. You don't have to wait till summertime comes around. You can do that every Sunday. We can dig deep in the Word every day and learn more about Him, and we can be among believers. as well. So that's kind of my challenge. Don't become complacent. I know it's something that seems pretty basic. I'm a pretty basic guy, though, so that's about as deep as I can go. But it's really a challenge, though, to not be comfortable in your faith, not be where you're at. There's so much in this book that, like, you can study it every day, and you're still not going to be fluent in it. I mean, you can teach and you can preach, but you're never going to know everything that's in here. So it's a constant. We can keep going back to it and learning from it. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you for this evening again. Thank you for just the requests or the praises that were shared earlier that we had with the co-worker that John had that his cancer is in remission. We're just thankful for that. And there's so many other things that weren't even mentioned tonight that I know we can praise you for. And, you know, for that we have to say we're sorry that we're not constantly thinking of those things, but we know that your hand is in our lives and that you're protecting us and watching over us, and we thank you for what you do for us. We lift up the rest of the week to you as we go out from here midweek, and just pray that you would help each of us not to be complacent and to be constantly growing in our relationship with you and our walk with you, that we would also spend time with other people who aren't believers as well and sharing the gospel with them so that they too can have a relationship with you. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.